an electric torch in your hands. But now the sun was slanting in at one side, so that the shadows were where they ought to be. Again, he fell into that strange mood of speculation that was so foreign to him. If faces were different when lit from above or below, what was a face? What was anything? Ralph moved impatiently. The trouble was, if you were a chief, you had to think. You had to be wise. And then the occasion slipped by so that you had to grab at a decision. This made you think, because thought was a valuable thing that got results. Only, decided Ralph as he faced the chief's seat, I can't think. Not like Piggy. Once more that evening, Ralph had to adjust his values. Piggy could think. He could go step by step inside that fat head of his, only Piggy was no chief. But Piggy, for all his ludicrous body, had brains. Ralph was a specialist in thought now, and could recognize thought in another. The sun in his eyes reminded him how time was passing, so he took the conch down from the tree and examined the surface. Exposure to the air had bleached the yellow and pink to near white, and transparency. Ralph felt a kind of affectionate reverence for the conch, even though he had fished the thing out of the lagoon himself. He faced the place of assembly and put the conch to his lips.
Something important is happening to Ralph here. Let's try to figure it out. Okay, on the first page of this chapter, Ralph looks back on that first exploration, when he, Jack, and Simon climbed the mountain together and decides that it was part of a brighter childhood. Back then, Ralph thought life on the island was going to be fun, an adventure, with no adults to make boring rules. But suddenly, Ralph is growing up and realizing that he is sick of this life, sick of being dirty, sick of always needing to watch his step, sick of the sloppy way the boys take care of themselves. Ralph is sick also of being chief. He's realizing that maybe he's not wise enough for the job. Maybe he's not smart enough to figure out what to do and how to get everybody else to do it. He's even begun to change his mind about Piggy. Where he once found Piggy annoying and ridiculous, he is now admitting that Piggy has brains, and brains are needed on this island. It makes sense, then, that Ralph feels an affectionate reverence for the conch shell. Reverence means a feeling of love and respect, and the conch is the thing that brings order to the boys' lives. It's a symbol of civilization, and that's what Ralph wants to hang on to. Let's find out what happens at his meeting. We're on page 78, just past the middle of the page where it says, "The others were waiting for this."
The others were waiting for this and came straight away. Those who were aware that a ship had passed the island while the fire was out were subdued by the thought of Ralph's anger, while those, including the Littlans who did not know, were impressed by the general air of solemnity. The place of assembly filled quickly. Jack, Simon, Maurice, most of the hunters on Ralph's right, the rest on the left, under the sun. Piggy came and stood outside the triangle. This indicated that he wished to listen, but would not speak, and Piggy intended it as a gesture of disapproval. "The thing is, we need an assembly." No one said anything, but the faces turned to Ralph for intent. He flourished the conch. He had learned as a practical